Now it says a new halacha. You're not supposed to put onto it more than three stitches. So Rashi explains this really is going upon the serik, the one that combs out the wool, the beged, like the cloth, used to put special loops there in order to hold it well. And when they got finished their job, they would take off the loops. So these loops you should not sew in with more than three stitches. It shouldn't be too strong, because they at the end you should be able to take it out. Now, v'lo yisroi ka beged l'shesi, when you go to comb out the beged, you should not comb it out. The shesi means upwards, downwards. Elali orvoi, rather crosswise. Across, you should do it. U'meshavyayu l'orkoi, when you want to stretch it out, like stretch it out lengthwise, avlo l'rochboi, don't do it the widthwise. V'yimbo l'hashvois, ad tefach rishoi. But if you want to stretch it out to a tefach, that you're allowed to. Yeah, if the Gemara wants to stretch it out until a tefach, that's okay. Now, Omama, what would you say? Shnei chutin belongs to the koyves. For at the Gemara, I have an antana and shalosh. We learn now he could keep three chutim, three strings. Like Kasha, hobi alimi hobiktini. One is where it's nice and thick ones. Rashi says gasem, thick ones, then he can only keep two. One is talking about biktini, they're small ones, therefore he can only keep, he could keep three of them. Then it says the Bryce Sib La Yisra Ka Begid Lishesi Eliorvoi, when you come to comb out the Begid, you should not do it upwards, downwards, but rather Eliorvoi across. I Vyatan Yipchi will learn just the opposite. Satay Lakasha, Hal the Glimi Horbisarbalo. Glimi Rash learns that's like a regular talis. Talis Sasu Lachol Yoim, Kshusarak Lishesav Noichali Kora Maher. If you comb it out upwards, it'll be easier to rip. So therefore you don't do it that way. Sarbal Rashi says also lechovet lenoi. That's a special type of a clothing that you only wear when you want to show off, like lechovet lenoi. Therefore, there you care to look nice, even though it may rip faster, but you care how it looks. Therefore, you're supposed to be sarkoid coming out leshesi upwards and downwards. Then it says v'lo yato bo yoisa mishloi shechovin. In these loops again, you should not put more than three stitches. Boi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tuya v'osi chod, when you go in and go out with the needle, is that called like one? Or do am tuya v'asoi tray, or maybe going in one and coming out again with the needle, that's considered like two stitches. So you want to do like one and a half really. Take this is more obliged by Sophic. Exactly what's called the three stitches here. Then umeshavir liork, if you want to stretch it out, you stretch it out lengthwise. Avalele rochboi, not widthwise. For the Gemara again, v'otan yipche, we learn just the opposite. So I'll tell you again, Lakasha. Hobi glimi, here's by regular cloth. Hobi hemuni, here's by special hemuni. Rashi says, Eina nira elishnei roshir atluyim. It's like a belt, something inside that you only see the two ends that stick out. Therefore, lakach mashav l'roch by beiz roshir atluyim. Therefore, you're supposed to stretch it out across to make the two parts that stick out look alike. But now it's like a belt, therefore it's mutter to stretch out crosswise to get the two ends equal. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Ein loichin min ha-sarik muchin. You're not allowed to buy from the sarik, that's from the comer, muchin, or wool. Mivnei shein ha-shaloi, like we learned in the Mishnah, where the comer comes out from the wool, there's an abundance, there it's a lot, therefore it belongs to the balabos. But if a mokim shinogu liyo shaloi, but if the meaning of the mokim is that the balabos is not makbid, and he lets the comer keep all the wool, all the wool that's stuck on the comb, then the locker is loichin. Then you're allowed to. Well, the whole mokim, any place, loichin mehem kar mole muchin, you're allowed to borrow like a pillow full of wool, uksois mole muchin, a pillow or a blanket, you could buy from them, from the comers. My time, what's the reason? Keninu v'shinui. Because even if you want to say it was like stolen, it didn't belong to them, but the Maisa, they made a Shinu Maisa now. They changed it over, therefore, that corner. So therefore, you're allowed to buy it off them. Tana Rabbonim learned like this. Ein loichin migardi, you can't buy from a gardi. You can't buy from a weaver. Loi irin, v'loi nirin, v'loi ponkliklin, v'loi shira pakias. Again, these small leftover particles of the wool, you can't buy from them. Because again, Rashi says, Irim means derech agardi laniach tsemer bekona shalorif. The weaver usually leaves over a little bit of wool at the end, kadesh lo yetzerev minakon lakan lakan, but vusha balabais, these things that are left over, they're a little bit valuable, so therefore we say these things belong to the balabas. These are pieces, these are like remnants of the wool or threads, yeah, or the coils. These things you can't buy off the off a weaver. Because you have to be afraid again, it belongs to the balabas, therefore it's like gezel. Beged menumer, but you're allowed to buy from them a beged menumer. That means a colorful beged. Or if, yeah. So Rashi says beged menumer means kolaymar afilu menumer b'tzvim harbi. Even though the beged has a lot of colors to it. Even though it looks like he stole, like these are from stolen goods. He stole different type of wool from different type of begodim, and now he made one big colorful beged out of it. Still, it's muta the kaninu b'shinoi. Because it's like he made it from the wool that he stole. He made a beged out of it. So that's called kanina b'shinui. Therefore, he's kind of it. Now, also, you're allowed to buy off the weaver. Orav, a piece of material of the orav that goes across. Veshesi, the material that goes upwards. Tavi, if it's spun, the orig, and already woven. Then you're allowed to buy it. So Gemara says, Amri hashta tavi. Shakli, once you tell me you're allowed to buy these type of materials, if they're just spun, so orig mi boy, do you have to tell me if it was woven? For sure you're allowed to, like for sure already it's called like a shinu maisa, that you're allowed to buy it off him. So what do you have to tell me for? So Mora says, my orig tichi. Now you know what orig means here? It means tichi. Rashi says, shashorius to loitov and koid machain. Pieces that were not spun before, say Nachanami, it was not spun. So I have to tell you, if you wove it without spunning it first, for that, Lamaisa, it's also mutter. And also you're allowed to. Tana Rabbonim, not like this. Ein loichin min hatseva, you can't buy from a dyer. Also loy oisois, for loy dugmois, for loy telushim, shotema. You can't buy, or for a dyer, also these are samples like, like he tests a little material that he tests to see if it could die or not. So these things you can't buy because again maybe it belongs to the balabas and it's like gezel. For like tlushim shaltem, you can't buy pieces of wool. But you could buy off a dyer or dyed cloth, tavi, and you could buy off him what if it's spun. And the gear should be uva godim and clothing also. So again, the Gemara is the kasha. Hashda tovi shakli madich lada buy of him material that's spun. Begodim mi boy is the clothing for sure you lada buy. So Gemara says again, my begodim, what type of begodim we're talking about over here? Namti. Namti is a type of a beged that was not a spun. So Rashi says, Namti levedim, some also just a piece of material. It was not a spun before. That's the chiddush. If it has a shame cloth already, you're allowed to buy it off him. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Hanoisin oiris liavdin. If somebody gives the skin to the tanner to work it over, hakitsuyin viatlushin harien shabalabais. After he cuts it down, the leftover pieces, to get it to the right, the kitsuyin, what he cuts off, to make the right square, or what's pulled off from it, that belongs to the balabas. But viyoila, even if he soaks in water, what comes up in the water, that belongs to the tanner. That's not a davar choshev, and that we say the balabos is not makbid, that belongs to him. Then we say, it says the Mishnah. If it was black, the material on a white cloth, then we say it belongs to you, to the washman, the owner is not makbid. Reb Yehuda, Kitzra Shemei, that the name of a washman is called Kitzrei. The Kitzrei Shokel, and he takes the part that makes it smaller. That's what shrinks in the water, these small threads, that's what the washman is allowed to keep. Omrav Yehuda, HaKol Olin Leminyan Tcheles, that any part that's left over on the bottom of the beged, these strings, these like chutim, is called part of the beged, and it goes into the minyan of Tcheles, means letzitzis. In other words, tzitzis you're supposed to put at the end of your beged, but there's a shear how much of the beged still has to be there. So what's called the end of the beged? These chutim that are strings that are standing out is also considered part of the beged. Rashi says, Oysa shloisha chutim. Im loy kotzron ha-kovitz, the kovitz did not take it off, it goes into the minion of moloy kesher godol. That's like one thumb, the length of the thumb. She'etzorach la'harchek yasatcheles min ha-tzitzis. That you have to take the tzitzis away from the beged, mislas ha-beged. So therefore, what's called the end of the beged? If the washman left over these three strings, it's still called part of the beged. The Yitzchak Bri, Kapad Elayu, and my son Yitzchak was Makpid Alav. And Rashi says, Vinaitlan, he didn't want to have this. He didn't want to have this to be part of his beged. He was makbet to tear it off. And like to make sure there's mole of, there's enough space of the beged without these three echutim. Then it says, Achayet sheshayir es achut. So if leaves over echut, that goes to the balabos. The kama litfer, what's called litfer, leaves over a string that you can still sew with. Omer Ravasi, mole machuk, chutz lemachet. He left over a needle's worth, and chutz another needle's worth. So we boil, we have a question like this. Mole machuk, v'chutz lemachet, k'mole machuk. Does it mean like he left over this last ring, the size of the needle, plus extended another needle's worth, like two needles worth? Or Dilma maybe no. Mole machuk, that's to be the length of a needle. V'chutz lemachet mashu, and then a little bit more is also enough. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. In other words, how much of the string is left over that we say still goes back to the Baal HaBos, he's makbet to keep it. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha-chayit sheshayir esachut, if the tailor left over a string, pochus mechtei lifter boy, less than he could use to sew with, or else umatlis a piece of material, sheep chusim shalosh, that's less than 3x3 its boys, bisman shabalabais makbet alayim, harayel shabalabais. If the balabos is makbet, he wants to use it still, he has the right to take it, it's his. Ain balabais makbet alayim, the balabos is not makbet on it though, and then we say harayel shaloi. Then it belongs to you, but then the tailor has the right to keep it. Now, Iyamr, if you're going to tell me bishleim amoli machet v'chutz lamachet, kamoli machet, if you're going to tell me this shear we're talking about is where the tailor left over a piece of string, the length of a needle, and then chutz mize another needle, if so, tochus mikan, less than that, chazil asichta, it's usable for something, to make clamps with it, you can do something with it. So therefore, it's a shalot, the Baal HaBos is mach, but he still keeps it. Eliyam, if you would tell me, moli machet v'chutz lamachet mashu, that's what we're talking about, just the length of a needle and a drop more. So then here we say now, pochus mikan. Less than that, it depends if the Baal HaBos is makbet or not. But lamai chazi, what do you mean the Baal HaBos is makbet? What can he use it for? Such a small piece, what can he use it for? El shramin, this should be a good proof, that moli machet v'chutz lamachet kemoli machet shramina. Now that we're talking about here, that when the weaver left over a string long enough, the size of a needle, and outside another needle, it means a complete second needle. So that's a davar chashuv, that tak has to be left over for the Baal HaBos. But something less than that, min hastam, we say the Baal HaBos is not makbid. But if we hear he's makbid and echnami, then you have to give it to him. Then the Mishnah ends off, Masha Cheresh, talks about what that a carpenter. The carpenter depends what type of the tool he uses, if he has to give the chips back to the Baal HaBos where he can keep it. Maskashi Raminu have a question. Masha Cheresh Moitzi B'matzad, what the carpenter, the chips that come off when he uses this type of a saw, via Nifsik B'Megira, what comes off with this type, Harielu Shabala Bayis, both of these two chips belong to the Baal HaBos. But via Yaitse Mitachas Makadeach, what comes out something, stam, you like drill a hole in, or mitachas rehipni, or what comes out from a rehipni, stam, pliers, va'anagri b'megira, then harel ushloi, only these very small chips belong to the carpenter. But mash, many type of a sur always belongs to the Baal HaBos. And that's not like our Mishnah. Sigmarin says, Omar Rovo, the yas with the Tana Didan, in the place of our Tana of our Mishnah, ikatarti, there were two types of swords there. Chatzina l'rabsa, there was a big type of a sword, korolek shil, that was called l'kshil. And that we say for sure the chips go to the Baal HaBos. Ulazutrusa, and it was a smaller type of a sword, korolek matzad, that was called the matzad. And of that we said the smaller type, true, goes to the carpenter. But the yas with the Tana brought, the Tana of this brisa, Chadu Diiko, there's only one type of a sword they had there. The Korolei Matzad. So true, it was a bigger type of a sword. So even though in the Brisa it's called a Matzad, our Mishnah calls it a smaller Kli, because in the Mishnah times they had two different types. But here they only had one type and it was a bigger type. It's called a Matzad, but Aloch, it's the same thing. That if the chips are bigger, we say the Baal HaBos is Makbet, it goes to the Baal HaBos. The chips are smaller, then the Baal HaBos, then the carpenter has the right to keep it. The Mishnah ends off. If he's doing the work by the Baal HaBos, then the Baal HaBos keeps everything. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. Somebody's like chiseling down stones. That's what you're doing. You're smoothing out stones. Izain behem mishum gezel. You know, there's no risk of gezel. Like the Baal HaBos is not makbet on the chiseled off pieces. You let it keep it. Mefaske ilonis. somebody that's pruning like trees. The fasbi gufanim, you're like pruning by the grapes. Menafke higni, you're cleaning out the higni, the thorns. Menachshi is royim, you're cleaning out the zroyim, what grows. Viyodre yirokos, you're cleaning out by the vegetables. So now you throw away pieces of wood, like the bare pieces, you throw away the bare leaves. So can you keep it or not? So bismancha balabais mak, but alem, if the balabas is mak, but he still wants these pieces, yesh b'mishum gezel. The mice belongs to the balabas, you have no right to keep it. You have to give it back, it's called gezel. Ein balabais mak, but alem, if the balabas is not mak, but on it, then we say reilu shaloi, then the mice, you have the right to keep it. And that's the klal of our Mishnah. Something the balabas is not makpid on, like since you're working with it, avadet tesmara, he lets you keep it. It's not called gezel, like he gives you permission to use it. Just something that he's makpid on, he wants for himself, then you have no right to use it. So if you have no right to use it, it's called gezel, you're taking away somebody else's. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kishois v'chazis, the two type of vegetables like, ain't ben mishum gezel. If somebody takes it, there's no gezel. Be asked for the kafti, but in the place where the balabos is makbid, yesh ben mishum gezel, then there is gezel. So now there's kshoyis, there's kshoyis v'chazis. Rashi says, chazis, that shetachas, shachas, sheltfua, chit nesorim b'edim yerek. It means a very young part of the growth of the wheat and the barley. So these two things are like very young type of grapes, or growths, whether they're from the pumpkin, from the cucumbers, they're very young things. So they're flame b'mishum gezel. But the asra, the kafti, if you know the balabos is makbid upon it, then there would be an isa gezel on it. And Omar Ravina says, Omosa machsio, the city machsio, asra the kafti, you know there's a place that people are makbid. So Rashi says, mokim behemesu, hosricha namarataiv. Like as a mokim for the animals graze there, and they need it for the grazing of the animals. Therefore, the owner is makbid. Therefore, if somebody comes and takes it, there will be an issa gezel. Hadrun alecha goizobasra, slikulo, mesechta, bobakama. Now, just for a little bit of a hadrun over here, like we know, the first Mishnah, Arbavas Nezikin, talks about the yisod of the Dalad Nezikim, Avas Nezikim, Shor, Mave, Bor, the different Mazikim, that if your animals do damage, you have to pay for it. And we said that the Mishnah says, Shmiros and Alecho, and we spoke out then that there's an Isser involved, that the Bailam has to watch his property that should not do damage. That's the reason why you chay, because you did not watch it well enough. That is really, there's an Isser involved that you have to watch. The Shmir, if you have an animal, you have something that could do damage, you have to watch it not to do damage to somebody else. Therefore, if your animal does damage, that's why you chay have to pay for the damage of your animal. But it starts out that you have to watch yourself not to do damage to others. That's the same here also of this gazlin here, of a gezel. You have to make sure, watch out, not to harm a balabas. Now, what's called harming him? If he's makbid upon this thing, he wants it. So if of you taking it away from him, you're harming him. You're taking something away that he wants, that has an issa gezel to it. That's the yisod of the mazikim, to watch yourself, not to do damage to somebody else. Whereas if the balabas is not makbid upon it, therefore you're not doing any damage to him, therefore there's no issa gezel. Therefore you're allowed to keep these things. We learn out from here these things, that the famous mitzvah, you have to love your friend like your own, just like whatever you own. So it doesn't only go on your body, it goes on your mom, and also anything you own, you're careful to watch it, it shouldn't be destroyed, you want it. The same thing, something that belongs to your friend, also you have to realize that it's your friend's, and you have to watch it to make sure he should still have it, and they should not be missing anything, and you should not be a cause that he is missing anything. This b'chalal is though you sort of the nezikin, to watch out, not to rerun, not to hurt, harm somebody else. And any little way of harming somebody else, that's all b'chalal this lav, this iser of gzela. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah learns, that the iser of mazikim, that you have to watch that your animal should not do damage, that's all b'chalal the lav of gzela. There's mazikim, that the first Mishnah says, ah, both of nezikin, you have to pay for, Rabbeinu Yonah says, we learn enough from the lav of lesigzel. That's what the love is. What's the pshat? Like we're explaining it now. That the yisod of le'sigzel is, be careful not to harm somebody else. Don't take away, don't ruin somebody else's things. It's the same thing by the yisod mazikim, not to do damage to somebody else. Watch out not to do any, don't hurt anybody else. Alright, mitzvah mishbezeichol, sukseim kishayamti, mesechta bavakama, mishbezeichol, mesayim, mesechta sacherim.